This was typical of plant eaters, but less commonly seen in predators before this time.
What's interesting that with Allosaurus, we find large accumulations of Allosaurus bone. That's unusual because we tend not to find that with predatory animals of any kind, not just dinosaurs. And so when we see large accumulations, it makes us wonder what's going on. Did these animals live in large groups? We might even call them flocks, considering they're closely related to birds.
Family groups are very effective for predators because hunting on your own, your chances of success are limited. They're up against some pretty tough critters back then. Some of the things they preyed on could have killed them very easily. So by living in a family group and hunting in a family group, it ensures your chances of survival.
And there's another key difference. The Allosaurus was an intelligent creature with a capacity to form strategies.
We were very interested to have the opportunity to CAT scan the skull of Allosaurus because in terms of its position in the family tree of predatory dinosaurs, it was kind of right in the middle. It wasn't like the more primitive dinosaurs like Majungatholus, and it wasn't like the really sort of very bird-like dinosaurs like Deinonychus.
Well, Allosaurus was the most sophisticated of the late Jurassic animals. Among the large meat-eating animals, it probably had the most sophisticated mental capacities. No genius by any means, but smarter probably than any other large predator within its environment. You know, this always would give it an advantage over these other predatory dinosaurs. The senses were probably a bit more acute, and the way their mind would process the sensory information probably was more efficient.
During the Jurassic period, Allosaurus was the most sophisticated predator. To accompany its intellect, it had three invaluable adaptations. The first, a jagged array of serrated teeth, rooted in jaws that could crush steel.
Its teeth were very powerful and very robust, and serrated on each side. He's got massive jaw muscles. He's designed for cracking through bone.
If it took a bite, it would probably jerk its head back and shake its prey and try to rip out a big chunk of flesh.